Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift up shouts and rejoice, hey!
This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, February the 6th, 2022. Now, I'm the Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Sherlene Cook, and I am the founder of Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. But every week, hallelujah, I am joined by some very anointed, very humble men and women of God in the persons of Minister Gladys McGee, Minister Tina Brown, Evangelist Michelle Scott, our beautiful speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and we are so blessed to have in the house with us this morning our dearly beloved and sorely missed Deacon William Isbell in the house with us this morning. So on behalf of all of us, we just want to praise God for you being here, and we pray that you will hear something on today that will truly bless your soul. So now we will go into opening prayer with our very own Minister Gladys McGee. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you this morning, Lord, asking you to forgive us of all sins, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God, Lord. We thank you this morning for another beautiful day, Father God, Lord, a new day, Lord, loaded with new blessings, yes. Father God. Lord, we thank you for watching out over us last night as we slept and slumbered last night. We didn't get any emergency phone calls from our loved ones, Father God, Lord. You kept us, Lord, and we thank you for it, Father God, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to build us up, Father God, Lord, for your name's sake, Father God.
Yes.
And we thank you and give you all the praise and all the glory this morning, Lord. We ask, Lord, that this service be blessed, Lord, be decent and in order, Father God, Lord, and let your word and your Holy Spirit come forth, Father God, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that it would touch and minister to someone's heart on today, Father God, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Find my path in your
Hallelujah and glory to God. Every child of God should want the Lord to order their steps. It is now time for the meditational reading. And this morning, we are asking that you would continue to keep Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell lifted up in prayer today. She is not feeling well, but we praise God that he always gives us a ram in the bush. So this morning, I am going to ask Minister Tina Brown to come forth and now read us the 23rd Psalm. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated, cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me.
Around for me. Around for me.
Turning around.
Turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt.
I
know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
Turning around.
This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me, and sooner or later turn in my favor.
Sooner or later
turn in my favor.
Around for me.
It's turning around, yeah.
Turning around.
hallelujah, I believe that God is turning it around for me. It is now prayer
Amen.
Time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and this is a time that we come together as a family, hallelujah, with one heart set, one mindset, taking our petitions, supplications, and intercessions to the Lord in prayer, because we believe that if we abide in Christ Jesus and he abides in us, that we can ask what we will and it shall be done. We pray expecting for God to move, and we believe that God can do all things but fail. So won't you please bow your hearts with me right now as we go to the Lord. Oh, Most High, here we are, your people, standing in the need of prayer. But, Lord,
yes.
before we ask for anything, we just want to come praising you for who you are and for what you
yes,
do.
Yes.
First of all, Lord God, we just want to thank you for being Abba Father. We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness of sin, hallelujah, through your darling son, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the power of your Holy Spirit that lives, moves on the inside of us. We thank
yes,
you, Father
yes,
God,
Jesus.
That we know that we live, move, and have our very being in you this morning. So, Lord, if we've done anything, search us. And if we fall short, create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, because we know we must come to you with clean hands.
Mm.
Now, Lord God, we come.
Yeah.
Praising you for being Jehovah Rapha, the healer. We thank you, Father God, that you sit high and you look low, and there is no illness that escapes you, Lord. You have the power to heal us in mind, body, and spirit. So, Lord,
yeah,
we're just praying
yeah.
that you continue to sprinkle your children with your healing balm of Gilead and heal them, oh God, because we know that cancer can't compare to you. We know AIDS can't do anything with you. We know COVID can't do anything with you, Father God. We know, Lord God, that all things must bow to you and your majesty. So, Lord, we come just thanking you in advance for everyone that you will bring through COVID, everyone that you will bring through cancer, everyone that you are blessing to live with AIDS and HIV, Lord God. We're just thanking you, Father God, that although we might have pains in our body, we still have you living and alive in our spirit, Lord God, that gives us the joy to
yeah.
keep us moving from day to day to day. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Nisi, our provider. And, Lord, you can do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can even think to ask. So, Lord God, we ask that you look down upon your people today and you continue to provide their every need according to your riches and glory, Father God. And, Lord, now we pray for the heart set of your people. May they truly pray and believe that you can and you will do all that you say you will do. Let us, Lord, pray believing and trusting in you completely so that we might obey your word without hesitation or reservation. Lord, we thank you for just being the great I am. We just thank you for being the one, the doctor in the sick room, the lawyer in the courtroom. We just thank you, Father God, for being our all in all. And we just come praising you this morning because we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God, because you have declared and decreed it. So, Lord God, we just thank you for giving us that uncommon favor, for allowing your grace and mercy to chase us and overtake us each and every day. Lord, thank you for waking us up with a portion of our health and our strength, clothed in our right mind, with our heart stayed on you, Father God. We just want to
yeah.
thank you, Lord God, because you didn't have to do it. People did not wake up this morning, and we know that it wasn't by the power of an alarm clock, but it was by the power of your Holy Spirit that woke us up to
yeah.
allow us to see another
yeah.
day. So, Lord, we just praise you for this day that you have made. We want to thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for being Jehovah sick anew, our righteousness, Father God. We want to be in right standing
yeah.
with you, oh God. We want to do what it is that you would have us to do. Lord, we're not here to play games. We're not here to second guess you. We're here to obey, to hear and obey your holy word, Lord God. We are listening for the voice
yeah.
of the master. We are listening for the voice of the good shepherd, oh God. I pray, Lord God, right now for every church door that is open in your name today. I pray that that servant leader will preach and teach that gospel in a way that people will
yeah.
be saved. They will be delivered. They will be restored and transformed, oh God. The time for us just sitting up in the building has been over, Lord God. Let us go seeking your face, Lord God. Let us go searching for answers in you, Father God. Let us go to hear a word today, oh God, that will strengthen us for the rest of the week, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that people would truly want to live for you, God, not just in word, but also in deed. Let everything we do, Lord God, glorify you. Let everything we do be done decently and in order. Let everything that we think, Lord God, put other people first, Lord God. We are a other-minded people, not a me kind of people. So, Lord, help us to look for those opportunities to bless others. Let us look for those opportunities to serve others, oh God. We pray today, Lord God, for all those babies, Lord God, that are in bondage, that are being exploited, that are being trafficked, Lord, trafficked. Lord God, we pray that you, hallelujah, step in and rescue some of them babies, Lord God. We know you can rescue them all. But you have told us there will be things in this world until you return. So, Lord, we know that you are uncovering. We know that you are shining the light on these predators. We just ask that you continue, Lord, continue to bring these children up and out, Father God. And we pray, Lord, that when you bring them out, they will find the resources that they need, Lord God, so they can go on with their lives and not be traumatized for the rest of their lives, oh God, that they will find help in the church, that they will find help with counselors, that they will find the help that they need, Lord God, so that this will not be a lifelong sentence. Lord, we just pray for those women, Lord God, that are being abused this morning. Lord, we're praying for the abused and for the abusers. We pray, Lord God, that they would all turn their hearts and their minds over to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know we are praying for our enemies this morning. You said if we pray for our enemies, Lord God, that that is the most loving thing that we can do. So, Lord, this morning we come praying for our enemies. We come praying in the name of Jesus that today would be the day that they would turn their lives over to you so we would not have to be their enemies, Lord God, that they would come seeking you, Lord, so that they might have the benefits that only you can give us. Lord, we want them to know your unconditional love. We want them to know your salvation. We want them to experience your grace, your mercy, your peace, and your joy, oh God. We want them to know that you are greater than anything in this world. We want them to know that you can do all things but fail. We want them to know, Father God, that even when they're weak, that you are strong and your strength is perfected in us, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that people all over this world will come together. Hallelujah. Stop pretending. Yeah. Stand in real truth and tell the truth, Father God, so that people will come to truly know you. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, that we would take everything that we do for you and make it a priority and not an option, Lord. Too many Christians, Lord God, are just making you an option and not a priority. Let us always make you the priority, Lord, and everything else can follow that in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we come praying for our government this morning. Lord, we know that they sit up on your shoulders, and we know that they don't do anything that comes as a surprise to you. So, Lord God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that those that profess to know you in our Congress, in our Senates, in our parliaments, in our government offices all over this world, if they truly love you, Lord, let them serve the people as though they love you, Father God. We're praying for all of those that are bereaved this morning who has had a loved one go on to glory for whatever reason. Lord, we know that COVID is still running rampant, but we also know that you have given us some wisdom, you have given us some knowledge, and you have given us discernment to do what we know is right in the face of this pandemic. So, Lord God, let us not be about murmuring and complaining, but let us be about trusting and believing. Hallelujah. Lord, we just come praying this morning that you would stand, hallelujah, up in each and every one of us in a way that the whole world would know that we belong to you and that we are your disciples.
Yes.
Let your love go forth from us, oh God, in a mighty way. Let us be your hands, your feet, your voice, Father God. Send us, Lord God. We're willing to go. We're ready to go. We want to go because, Lord, we just want your people to be blessed. We just want your people to know you and the pardon of their sin. We just want your people to live an abundant life in you right now. Father God, we just come this morning. Oh, hallelujah, lifting up our speaker of the hour. Lord, continue to bless Apostle Zeta and the works of her hands. Lord, go before her in all that she must do. Bless her, press down, shaking together until running over for her faithfulness, oh God. Bless her household, Lord. Bless her daughter Azalea, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the babies that she cares for, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And right now, Lord God, I come praying for my dear niece, Lord God, my sister Michelle's daughter-in-law. Lord, I come lifting her up high to you right now, Lord. We know that you are right there beside her, Lord. I ask that you please strengthen Evangelist Michelle and Pastor Scott as they stand as the watchmen on the wall for their family, Lord God, as they lead and guide and support their family through every situation and through everything, Lord God. I want to praise you, Lord God, that they are willing, Lord God, and they are able, even with their own afflictions, Lord. They go forth in your holy name, and they try to bless other people, Lord. I want to thank you for that this morning. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in my uncle, William Isbell. I want to thank you, Lord, that you brought him through his procedures, oh God. I want to thank you, Lord, that you're continuing to restore him, oh God. Strengthen my uncle in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that you, hallelujah, open up everything, his lungs, Lord God. Let him breathe correctly. Whatever is needed, God, we're praying for him right now in the name of Jesus. And I come praying for the ministers of this assembly. I pray for Minister Tina and Minister Gladys. I want to thank you, Father God, for their desire, Lord, to know more of you, for their desire, Lord God, to be a servant for you, Lord God. I praise you for their teachable and reachable spirit this morning, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that they only want to go forth in your name, Lord, not in their agendas, not in their what they believe somebody has said, but Lord, they want to go forth in what you have declared and decreed, and we are so grateful for that. Bless their homes. Bless their family members, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know what they stand in the need of. Bless Kenny and Issa. Bless William and Jamie and the babies. Bless, hallelujah, my sister's husband, her family, Lord, the whole family, Lord God. Just touch this morning. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, I just pray that you would just continue to use me to bless your people, to be a servant to your servant leaders, to be a servant to your people, Lord, to bring the word of God in a way that, Lord God, their lives might be transformed. Lord, I want to thank you for everything that you're doing. I want to thank you for the plans that you have for us. We want to thank you, Lord God, because we know that every good and perfect gift comes from you. So we're just here to say, Lord, we love you, we thank you, and we know, God, that you will do it. So we're praying that you come through this morning, as you always do, Lord, and just bless your people. In Jesus' holy and righteous name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That happened to me. I can't speak for you, but I can say everything that happened to me that was good. This is the time to get your dance on. You can dance on out the door. Everything that happened to me that was good, God.
God did.
Yes, He did.
Oh, yes, He did.
Oh, everything that Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. Everything that happened to me that was good, my God did it. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. And once again, coming before you this morning, we have the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship from Oakland, California, here with us this morning. Apostle Zeta Flowers has been a faithful co-host, and she is now the host of All Nations Christian Fellowship's Wednesday night Bible study. She has walked with me. She is a friend. She is a teacher. She is truly a woman of God. So won't you please retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with and to write on, and prepare for a feast with our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Everyone, it is so good to be in the Lord's house this morning. Hallelujah. We are gathered together in his name. Hallelujah. And it couldn't be better than that. Hallelujah. I praise God for his presence through Spirit Alive Ministries, Spirit Alive Broadcast. Hallelujah. We are all assembled together here today, and it's a blessing. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord, and I thank him for his presence right now. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer before I begin. Father God, I come to you humbly before you, asking, Lord, for you to just touch me this morning. Forgive me of anything, Lord, that may be hidden in my heart or hidden in me or anything that may be displeasing to you, God. I pray that you would move it in the name of Jesus, that I will go forth, hallelujah, with a pure heart and a sound mind to bring forth what you have given me to give unto your people. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray that your anointing will flow, that your anointing will touch, your anointing will heal, hallelujah. And I pray for your miracles upon your people today. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to begin just sharing some things that the Lord put on my heart around 2 o'clock in the morning this week. God's amazing plan. God has an amazing plan for you. Praise God. The theme today is hold on. God has plans for you. Praise God. I want to encourage your hearts today to hold on no matter what is going on. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. God has plans for you. Hallelujah. And we don't want to miss out on what he has already planned for us. Amen. All right. God has amazing plans for you, and his plans are inevitable. His plans are yay and amen. So don't give up. Praise God. No matter what, Satan would like to kill your plans, because we all know what he came to do. He came to kill, steal, and destroy from God's people. But we're going to focus on what God came to do. Hallelujah. He came with a plan. Praise God. Hallelujah. A good plan, a great plan. Hallelujah. A plan that will carry us through. Hallelujah. Praise God. He came that we might have life and that we may have it abundantly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, that's a great big difference in what Satan came to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we know he wants to kill our plans. Praise God. But we say no way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus came to take us to deeper depths in him and higher heights in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not everyone can go where he is taking you, because they won't endure, They won't withstand. Hallelujah. They're not willing to carry out his plan. So many are not. Praise God. Too often people have their own plans, their own agendas. Hallelujah. We have to realize that his ways, God's ways, hallelujah, are different than our ways. They are not like our ways. Hallelujah. His thoughts are different than our thoughts. We need to keep that in mind. Hallelujah. We need to stay prayerful. We need to stay in his presence. Hallelujah. We need to trust him. Hallelujah. And not take him for granted, but take him for his word and allow him to teach, to train you for the next level. Hallelujah. And the next level and the next level after that. Hallelujah. That we keep growing in him. Hallelujah. Because he is always there. Hallelujah. To give us more. Hallelujah. In him, there is always more. Hallelujah. We may go through some valleys. Hallelujah. We may have some wilderness times. Hallelujah. We may have some times that we're feeling like we're drowning. Hallelujah. We can't keep our head above. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sometimes it seems like we might not even make it. But keep trusting God. God will turn things around for you. He will come and rescue you. He will bring you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He won't allow you to drown. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will bring you back up on the surface. He will give. He will not give up on you. He's been on the journey with you all along. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know that the journey is not always peaceful, but we can speak the word like Jesus did. Hallelujah. When everything was raging. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they were in the boat. Hallelujah. And seemingly thinking that they may even sink. Hallelujah. Jesus simply said, peace, be still. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When the storms come in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When the storms come in, hallelujah, and the winds blow strong, and the waves become fierce, I can say, peace, be still. And we can. Hallelujah. We can speak the words that Jesus spoke. Hallelujah. After Jesus went through 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. The enemy tried to trick him, even him. Hallelujah. But he kept speaking the word. Everything that Satan came up with, he would speak the word and speak the word. Hallelujah. And we must have the word down on the inside of us. Hallelujah. We must be so deep, allow the word to go so deep within us. Hallelujah, that we can speak the word. That we can say, peace, be still. That we can say, Satan, get under my feet. Hallelujah. We can say, Satan, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. No matter what is going on, hallelujah, in your life, you can speak the word, hallelujah, and it will make a difference. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But in order to speak the word, we must have the word. Like David did, he said, he hid the word down in his heart. He says, thy word I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God will keep us. The word of God will help us. Hallelujah. In times of temptation, hallelujah, we can say, no, Satan, not today or any day. We can say no and mean it, hallelujah, because we know who's backing us up. We know who made a way for us to escape anything that the enemy may come to us with in order to tempt us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So hold on. God has plans for you. Hallelujah. Great plans for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a God of peace. Hallelujah. The furnace can't hold you. Hallelujah. When God is on your side. Hallelujah. You'll rise up and be like pure gold, refined and made over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can't no one bring you out like God can and will. Hold on. God does not change. He remains the same. Hallelujah. Always the same. And when you're feeling down, praise him. He will lift you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on in your life, learn to praise God. Learn to lift up your hands and praise him and know, hallelujah, that he is on your side. Thank you, Jesus. You can praise your way out of situations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to hold on. Hallelujah. Because remember the plan that he has for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is on the move. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Oh, my. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is on my side. Hallelujah. God is on the move. He will move in you and through you. Hallelujah. To help you to carry out his plan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is an expected end for you that he has already in place for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants you to come, hallelujah, who he wants you to be. He wants you to do what he would have you to do and to go where he says for you to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He has plans to help you and not to harm you, to strengthen you and to establish you. Hallelujah. We can ask God to give us strength along the way because we are going to need it. Hallelujah. The things that we have to face in this life, hallelujah, we're going to need God's strength to carry us through. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to trust him. And I often hear people say, we need to be just crazy enough to trust him. I say we need wisdom enough to trust him. Hallelujah. Because God is so full of wisdom. Hallelujah. And we need his wisdom. Hallelujah. In order to trust him, in order to carry out his plans. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we must know that we do have enemies. Hallelujah. There is such a thing as a devil. Hallelujah. We're not fighting against principalities and power, but our fight is against Satan. Hallelujah. Our fight is against our enemies. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they come in many forms. Hallelujah. But we need to know that it is Satan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That wants to stop God's plans for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we must keep trusting God, knowing that he will turn things around for us. Hallelujah. He is going to do that because he is God all by himself. Thank you, Jesus. We just have to put our trust in him and know. Hallelujah. And I think about what Paul says in Galatians 2. And that's the kind of faith that we need to have in God. Hallelujah. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there was an exchange that was made for us. Hallelujah. He gave himself for us, hallelujah, so that we could live. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to be trusting in the miracle-working power of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if miracles are too hard for you to believe, trust him anyway. He is a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. After all, he did call this whole world into existence when it was void of nothing. He made us when we were nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to trust him. Trust him in his miracle-working power. Hallelujah. He can do anything but fail. Thank you, Jesus. So we shouldn't allow things, and I know it's hard sometimes when things come upon us so hard, so rapidly, so things happen so unexpectedly. But even with that, we have a God that we can go to, a God that we can trust, a God that we can look to, a God that we can ask. He says, whatever we ask, hallelujah, in prayer, believing, he will do it. He tells us to ask, to seek, and to knock. Hallelujah. As we ask, he will answer. As we seek, hallelujah, we will find. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as we knock, he will open the doors that we need to go through. Hallelujah. He will also shut the doors that we no longer need to go through. He is that kind of God. Hallelujah. So we want to please our God. So we want to muster up our faith. We want to allow it to grow. Hallelujah. So that we can withstand the things that we have to face in this life. And we don't have to face them alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a Heavenly Father over us. Praise God. He gave us his Son. Hallelujah. His Son left us with his Holy Spirit. We have it all in order. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is accept what he has already given us and operate in what he has already given us and trust him for what his word says. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I was thinking about a message that Bishop Shirlene recently brought forth. And she talked about counterfeit and she talked about real. And so we want to avoid being duped by counterfeit or caught up in counterfeit in any way. We don't want the enemy to trick us, hallelujah, to think on and to trust on something that is not real for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in order to avoid that, the counterfeit even entering, is to make sure that we're familiar with the real thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about what is real to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's the impossible situation that God wants to make possible in your life? What is that? Hallelujah. Because he certainly does. Hallelujah. Does it have to do with the relationship? Hallelujah. That he wants to repair? Hallelujah. Is it a weakness that he wants to help you overcome? Because we need his help. Hallelujah. Or is it somebody far from God that he needs you to reach by example? Hallelujah. What is it? Hallelujah. So don't be fooled by the counterfeit. Hallelujah. But make sure you're familiar with the real thing. Hallelujah. That is real. Hallelujah. That is for you. Hallelujah. God wants you to know him in the pardoning of your sins. Hallelujah. God wants you to be familiar with him. Hallelujah. To have a relationship, a right relationship with him. Hallelujah. That relationship will be forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't want to just relate to him when we are in need or when we're in trouble. Hallelujah. Or when we are faced with something and we don't know what to do about it or don't know where to go. We want to have that relationship with him always. Hallelujah. That when we wake up in the morning, we can relate to him. Hallelujah. We can speak to him. We can praise him. Hallelujah. Throughout the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're open. We can be open to have those encounters with him. Hallelujah. On a regular basis, not just once in a while. Hallelujah. But a daily encounter with God. It is so important. Hallelujah. And it's such a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to know when you wake up in the morning that he had something to do with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And all through the day, he has something to do with you. And he's present. Hallelujah. We just have to accept the fact that he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that means that he's touchable. He's reachable. Hallelujah. He's present. So let's be present with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let's hold on. Let's hold on and accept the plans that he has for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank him today for all that he has done for me. I thank him for the faith that's been instilled in me. I thank him that I can trust him for anything. Hallelujah. I thank God that even when things seem impossible, they are not, because the word says, with God, all things are possible. With man, things are impossible. So we need God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a living God. And because of that, we're living. Because of him, we're breathing. Because of him, we're moving. And because of him, we're even advancing. If we allow ourselves to be, hallelujah, we just have to open up our spirit to God and just know that whatever the plans God has for us are better than what we had. Hallelujah. They'll take us farther than what our plans would have. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can trust in him. Hallelujah. We can trust in the miracle-working power of Jesus. And when we can trust him in his miracle-working power, hallelujah, anything and everything, hallelujah, can be done. Hallelujah. For the good. Hallelujah. And for the glory of our God. And that's what we want more than anything, or we should want more than anything, is that whatever we do, whatever he does in us and through us, would be for his glory. Hallelujah. For his glory. Hallelujah. And when we're doing things for God's glory, hallelujah, it's going to bless. Hallelujah. Not just us, but those that are around us. Those that he uses us to minister to pray for, hallelujah, to counsel, to just listen to sometimes, because sometimes a person just needs a listening ear, somebody to hear them out and know where they're coming from, what they're talking about, what's bothering them, what's affecting them, what they need even, hallelujah. Sometimes people are quick to pray their own prayer for somebody else. But we need to first know what we need to pray for. What's ailing them? What's hurting them? What are the pressures that are upon them right now? Because we don't always know. Hallelujah. But when we pray, hallelujah, in the Spirit, and when we trust God, hallelujah, he gives us how to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He even gives us how to maintain peace with everyone. Hallelujah. And sometimes it just simply means to walk away and maintain that peace that he has given you, the peace that passes all understanding. Because we're going to encounter all kinds of things with all kinds of people. Hallelujah. People are going to tell you sometimes that, I know I heard it, I don't want to hear no more about your Jesus. So what do? Hallelujah. You don't stand and argue with them, but you pray for them, and you keep praying for them until you see a change in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there are times that we just need to know that Jesus is the missing link in certain others' lives. We may not understand them, hallelujah, but they're acting in the manner that they're acting because they don't have Jesus. So we need to be his hands and feet and his voice and go where he sends us, to those that he sends us to, and those that he has us to go and tell the good news to. Praise God. And it doesn't matter how mature you are in God. You may have gotten born again just recently. You may have accepted him in your life just a few days ago or whatever. But you can still tell the goodness of God. Hallelujah. You can say, I gave my life over to him. Hallelujah. I feel different. Hallelujah. Or I feel safe in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And those of you that really know him, you can say, he's been there for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's healed me. He's delivered me. He's brought me out of some things, hallelujah, that I was not even pleased to be in. Hallelujah. He has ordered my steps. And we too want to allow God to order our steps in his word. The more we get into his word, the more we hear his word, hallelujah, the more we take in of his word, praise God, hallelujah, the better off we will be. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And our footsteps will be ordered, hallelujah, because we'll know which way to go, because his word instructs, hallelujah. We know that his word does not go out void. But it goes out, hallelujah, and it performs what Jesus sent it out to do, hallelujah. Even in healing, Jesus could speak the word, hallelujah, and the word went out, and the word healed them as they were going about their way, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We must learn how to speak his word, hallelujah. To share his word, praise God. And if you don't preach, hallelujah, there are ways that you can let people know, hallelujah, that God is in your life and that he made a difference, hallelujah, that you have been transformed, hallelujah, by the renewing of your mind. You had a mind change, hallelujah. You had a makeover that you can share. Hallelujah. Now, that's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. He teaches us. He equips us. He prepares us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then he sends us on our way to do the will. Hallelujah. Jesus went about doing the will of his Father. Hallelujah. During the Passover, when they couldn't find him. And when they did, he said, didn't you know I was about my Father's business? You know, like, what else would I be doing? You know, hallelujah. And that's the way I know I want people to read me. If they can't find me, they can't reach me, I want them to know that I'm doing something concerning my Father. Hallelujah. that I'm being led by the Spirit, that I'm not on my own, hallelujah, that I'm not trying to deliver my own plan, hallelujah, or make it happen, but I'm all about what his plans are. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just have a little bit more to share, and I'm going to close. Thank you, Lord. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Hold on. God has a plan for you because he died for all of us. So he has a plan for each of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We must know that our future is already secure. Hallelujah. So we must allow him to lead the way. Come to him in a childlike way. Be willing to pray. Be humble before God. He's great, greater. Hallelujah. And he is the greatest. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants us to respond to him, to his anointing power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We must allow him to touch everything in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's fear and doubt and unbelief that is hindering so many. Hallelujah. But allow God's, hallelujah, way to be your way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then everything, you can come to a place in God that where everything you touch, hallelujah, will multiply. Hallelujah. Lacking nothing. Hallelujah. Having the overflow. Being able to give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm seeing it more in my own life now. Hallelujah. And that's because I begin to stop seeing myself as a failure. I begin to see me like God sees me. Hallelujah. It took some time. Hallelujah. But I got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So nobody can turn me back. Hallelujah. Nobody can make me think that I'm not valuable when God says I am. Hallelujah. And that's the place that we all have to get to because God sees you for what you are worth. He saw us being worthy enough to come down from his heavenly place and live among us. Hallelujah. So we too must begin to see ourselves like he sees us. Hallelujah. And know that if he thought enough to die for me, hallelujah, so that I could live and that I could have the abundant life, hallelujah, and I could go to deeper depths in him and deeper heights in him, hallelujah, that I could grow, hallelujah, continually in him as long as I live. Praise God. Hallelujah. And age has nothing to do with anything. Or nothing else has anything to do with anything. Hallelujah. If God sees you worthy, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just one second. Something I want to share here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I wanted to, I'm not going to take the time to share all of what I wanted to share, but we know Joshua was a successor to Moses, and he went through an awful lot. We know Joshua 1 and 8, 1 and 9 and 10. Joshua stood strong, hallelujah. He didn't know that he could really stand in Moses' shoes. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, you know, we never know whose place we may have to take in life. Hallelujah. But just know that no matter who that is or who you may become a successor to, Hallelujah. Just know that you're not going to walk in those same shoes, that you're going to be you. Hallelujah. You're going to be who God has called you to be. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's a scripture that says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. That was David in Psalm 139. Hallelujah. So we need to know that we have been fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Hallelujah. And know that he's marvelous in his works. Praise God. And whatever he does, hallelujah, is well. Praise God. Okay, I'm wrapping this up. Okay. Okay, I'm going to read a scripture here that says, this is Job, the 5th chapter and the 8th verse. Job said, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things, unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Now, Job acknowledged this even in his situation, and we know the situation that he was in. But he still acknowledged the fact, hallelujah, that our God does great things, unsearchable things, marvelous things, without number, which we can't even count. We can't even fathom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he gives rain upon the earth and sends waters upon the fields to set up high those that are low. Hallelujah. And those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He does so many things, so why shouldn't we trust him? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I have other scriptures, but I'm gonna close now. But if you want them, I can give them over to Bishop Shervin, and you can still obtain those scriptures. But anyway, I just want to say in closing, we can trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And know that eyes have not heard, nor ears. Hallelujah. All the great things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That have entered into the hearts. Hallelujah. Of man. That God wants
yes.
us to have. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Yes, he does.
And I hope that you got something out of this. Hallelujah. I hope it blessed you. I hope it will help you to
yes.
hold on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And see what the end is going to be. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have heard a Rhema word this morning. Isn't it a beautiful thing to know that God Almighty has plans for us? He has great plans for us. Now, if you have not given your life to the Lord and you don't know what his plans are for you, right now I want you to lend your ear to our very own Evangelist Michelle Scott, and she is going to lead you in the prayer of salvation. Amen. All right, praise the living God. I want to say good morning to Evangelist Shirley that's in the house. I want to say again good morning to Deacon William. If you have not given your life to Christ, people of God, or people of the world, hallelujah, today is your day.
Thank you.
All you have to do is go to Jesus and say, look, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me
yes.
of my sin. For I believe that you are indeed the Son of the living God, and that you came, died, and you rose just for me. Now, all that I am and ever will be, I am going to commit that to you right now, Father God, so you can use me for your glory. Father God, allow your Holy Spirit to come in and teach me your ways. Teach me
Thank
how
you,
to
Lord.
Please you, God. And
yes.
I will be so careful to give you out of the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we do pray it all. Amen and amen. We are talking about God has a mighty plan for you. If anyone is in here this morning and that you gave your life to Christ or you have a praise report that you would like to share in this last 10 minutes, kindly press your 1, and that will let me know that you have a praise report or you would just like to give God a praise or hallelujah, encourage our beautiful speaker today. I would greatly appreciate you doing that at this time. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta, you did, in fact, bless me this morning because God has wonderful plans for us all. So I just want to thank everybody. I don't see anyone pressed. I don't see anyone that wishes to say anything. Amen. But that's all right because we're just glad that you're here with us. And that you love the Lord and you're trying to get your life on track with Jesus. Now, I pray that you will continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. I pray that you will tune in on tomorrow. I will be having a very special guest on Taking It to the Streets in the person of Evangelist Shirley Whitehead. She will be coming forth to give us her testimony, which I know is going to be an anointed Holy Ghost good time. To my uncle and Deacon William Isbell, we just want you to know that we have been praying for you. We love you, and we're just glad. I'm just glad to see that you are in here with us this morning. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And to my beautiful sister, Michelle, I just want you to know, baby, we're still lifting you up. We know that you are going through, but the wonderful thing is that God is bringing you through. Hallelujah. And we know this. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, he is.
So we just want to give God the glory for the plans that he has for our lives. Hallelujah. We want you to know, Father God, that we are listening for your voice, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want to just bind this Holy Ghost-filled message with a prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just thank you for the word that went out today. We just want to thank you that Apostle Zeta shared with us that you have a marvelous plan for each and every one of our lives.
Yes.
Now, Lord God, I just pray in the name of Jesus that we would just settle down. Hallelujah. Calm ourselves down and listen for the voice of the master. Hallelujah. May we not be tossed to and fro with every doctrine. May we not be convinced by the mouths of men, but may we be our steps be ordered by you. Lord God, we pray that you turn it around for us today. Whatever we're going through, Lord, we know that you can turn it around because you and you alone know the plans that you have for us. Plans, hallelujah, of good and not for evil.
Yes,
and Lord God, we just want to thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives right now. We thank you that the visions. For the visions that you've given us. We thank you, Lord God, for the people that you have connected us with, for all the Holy Ghost hookups, Father God. We just want to thank you, Lord God, that we know that you are doing a perfect and mighty work in us that you are perfecting until you come. So, Lord God, I want to thank you for the message. I want to thank you for the messenger. I want to thank you for each and every servant leader here at Spirit Alive. I pray that you continue to bless them abundantly, Lord, pressed down, shaken together until running over. Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. So we just want to thank you for your plan for our lives. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, I will dismiss you. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. You have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, and our message today was, hold on, God has a plan for you. And we pray that you were truly blessed by what you heard today, that you will walk in the victory that is already yours in Christ Jesus, and that you continue to walk with us here on the Spirit of Life Network. It is our fervent prayer that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our prayer that you be ye transformed. Hallelujah. You are dismissed. Go with God and go in peace. And remember, God loves you and so do we. Hallelujah. You are dismissed, my beautiful family. Be blessed. I love you. I love you, Evangelist Shirley. I'll talk to you later. I love all of you very much.
Apostle Zeta. Thank you, Bishop.
I love you
all.
You too.
Welcome. I love you, Apostle Zeta. That was a wonderful message.
Amen.
Well, beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
God bless you. And
you
I love you
have
all.
A blessed, wonderful week. Stay with God.